Phoenix FM, we're here at Stand and Calling and just backstage of the main stage following a brilliant set from Rag and Bone Man. Hello there.
Hello there, sir.
Can I call you Rag and Bone Man?
Absolutely, yeah.
Everyone does, I take
it. Yeah.
Now, you read a lot of things on the internet that aren't necessarily true. Is it true that you got the name Rag and Bone Man because you're a fan of Steptoe and Son?
That is true, yeah. It's down to my granddad. Like when I was a kid, we used to go around his house on a Saturday morning, and they used to do rerun it. You know, it was on Channel 2, like a black and white series from the 60s, and we'd watch it, and I thought it was hilarious. You know what? Yeah. I still think it's funny now, actually.
Do you find you say to people things like, you dirty old man? Just
I try not to. They might take it the wrong way, yeah.
You've not tried to get it into a song as well?
No.
And that's the other thing. I mean, you were on stage as a singer, but that's not how you started, is it? You've progressed. Do you think of yourself more as a singer now than a rapper?
Yeah, oh, certainly. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole, like, MC rapping thing, like, I still do it. I still write like that sometimes. And, that's how I kind of started to perform as a teenager and stuff. But it still carries through on what I do now. But obviously, like, I just sing now, so, you know.
And is the reason for that you can start instantly rapping and then get more confidence as a singer? Is it really as simple as that?
I guess I sort of just found out I could sing, you know, just by doing it, I guess. Like, you know, it was kind of an easy transition.
And it probably helps as well that you're not far from Brighton and you've got such a scene, really. It's second best to London, isn't it? Certainly in the south of England.
Yeah, people call Brighton London by the sea, but yeah. I'm not sure if it's that.
But there is something. I mean, it's all encompassing, and I suppose you built yourself up to the main stage here. Reading and Leeds you're doing as well in the next few weeks, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be amazing. Like full on festival season. I think we've done about 22. So yeah, it's been full on this year.
I'm trying to mix this with your own gigs as well. I suppose here you get footfall, don't you? You're going to get people who are just walking by for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the beauty of festivals, because you get people that just walk by, and sometimes they stay, sometimes they don't, but you gain fans, and that's what it's all about, really.
People are going to look you up on Twitter, find out what you're doing.
Exactly. That's, you know, it's perfect like that.
And where do you find you're doing most of the stuff across the internet? Because if anyone wants to find out about you, they're going to look up Rag and Bone Man, aren't they, with the N. Where do you put most of the input in?
I try and stay, like, busy on all of the social networks. Sometimes I feel like it too much, but...
it can take over your life.
But yeah, exactly. Sometimes you have to sort of catch a little rest or whatever from it, because it does your head in a little bit. But